I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're starting to hear this, Keith.
Yikes.
That was Mike Florio on PFT Live.
Uh-huh.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We've been talking about this on and off. We were talking about it on Monday. Like, are we sure at this rate Jerod Mayo is back next year? And Florio says there, and he wrote this yesterday. He does his power rankings every Tuesday. He said at this rate, Jerod Mayo could talk his way right out of a job. And he said it there on PFT Live. This has been echoed as well by Greg Bedard, who doesn't think Mayo is quote-unquote assured of a second season. So could he talk his way out of a job? Is he going to give Robert Kraft no choice? This is one thing you now see in the NFL. Coaches don't always come back for year number two. It used to be you sign a new coach, they're good for two or 3 years.
Oh, just ask Carolina. They never keep a coach for 2 years.
Thank you. Like, you don't. Steve Wilkes didn't get a second year. Frank Reich didn't get a second year. Urban Meyer didn't survive year one. Like, you see that a lot.
And what a group he could join. I mean, Urban Meyer, Steve Wilkes, Frank Reich.
Is Mayo closer to that or closer to the good coaches?
He is closer to that, for sure. Now, I don't think those coaches that we named had half the relationship with the owner that Jerod Mayo has. That's why I still think Jerod Mayo is safe for a second season. Now, you could also argue through 7 weeks, could it be any worse? Like, short of being 0-7, that'd be the one obvious, like, oh, it'd be worse. Could it really be much worse? You've gotten blown out of most of these games. The owner loves the international game, mm-hmm. for better or worse. Mm-hmm. You lost to a very bad team, one of the worst teams in the league, in front of everybody out in England. You've lost like 6 straight games. The one silver lining is your rookie quarterback finally started and looks decent for 2 games. That's like the one thing you can kind of hold up. How much credit does Mayo get for that? I don't think much.
No.
But like you do have that. So I think there's enough standing in the way, shields, if you will, that'll keep Jerod Mayo back. The biggest thing is I don't think Robert Kraft wants to admit he was wrong. His gut was wrong 5 years ago. He picked this guy, loves this guy, blah, 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 Thunder Buddy. I don't think he's going to let go of the Thunder Buddy after 1 year. He's also in a spot where Robert Kraft is. The year's up. They're 1-win, 2-win, 3-win team. Fire Van Pelt. See, guys, we made a move. We got a new offensive coordinator. And if you really want to get nuts, you could fire Elliot Wolf. I don't think he would do that after 1 year on the job. But I think you're more likely to get rid of him and AVP, hell, maybe even Covington, than you would Mayo. That's
right.
My
could
guess.
They, could like, they blow all those guys out before Jerod Mayo?
Yes, sure, because,
possibly.
Because like, Belichick lost the job last year, part because they were 4-13, but even more so because he drafted all these clowns in the first and second round and guys that aren't even on the team. Like, and I think he was more blamed, certainly publicly, for the drafts and the state of the roster, whereas Mayo has nothing to do with that.
So you've said this before, and I agree with it, and you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. A lot of Celtics talk early in the show. We'll get back to the Celtics raising the banner last night. They look unbeatable. Tatum was awesome. They did shoot a lot of threes. They were a bit shaky on defense. But overall, not a lot of nitpicks for the C's last night. We'll talk to Robert Horry about it at 12:45. We'll get into Would You Rathers coming up about 15 minutes from now on Would You Rather Wednesday on Jones and Keith. But you said this before, Keith, and I do agree with it. A lot of people may have felt they'd be 1-6 at this point in time. So the record in and of itself isn't the indictment on Mayo. It's what's going on off the field, like players getting in trouble with the law, players getting mixed up with the police in Providence, players up to God knows what in London, which people are really not happy with your questions.
I hate that
question. Vinny from the challenge.
Oh, Vinny from the challenge, you coward. He hasn't responded. I wrote back.
Something called Keegan Stifle over at Nesson really took you to task, Keith.
I know.
I was unaware of his work.
Not one but two rivals.
But my goodness, we've developed some rivals over asking something that one of Christian Gonzalez's teammates brought up.
Kendrick Bourne brought it up.
Nesson.com angry at you.
Wow.
Vinny from the challenge angry at you, Keith.
I almost didn't come to work today.
For asking the tough questions around there.
I'd like to hear
something called Keegan Stifle, his next question, in a press conference. Trust me, if I ever hear it, we'll make sure we dissect it.
Everything else.
Yeah. I hope it's not cringe-inducing.
Oh, my God.
And dumb, like your questions were.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's all the off-field stuff with Mayo as well. And now you have Mayo correcting himself left and right, having to walk things back every single time he opens his mouth, calling the team soft, Bill undermining him on a national stage. That, to me, is the real problem, Keith. It's not just the record. It's not being 1-6. It's not the team getting worse seemingly week over week, out over week. They can't stop the run on defense. They're getting shredded on his side of the football. It's not just that. It's also everything else that comes along. Mm-hmm.
You feel like more wins next season than this past season? Like, is that?
I do feel that way.
That's okay. Not going to help him.
So we got you on record.
You got me on record.
Yeah. All right.
That we're going to win more than four games.
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Absolutely.
All right, good.
You gotta get going. You gotta get on a little bit of a heater right now.
Time to wake up.
You want to get to five wins. You gotta get going a little bit. No, and I also think it's one of those things where knowing a team's going to be bad, right? And Robert Kraft over the last 4 years has really changed his goals and like expectations. Remember, it was like winning a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. winning a playoff game, making the playoffs,
yeah.
just having fun. Like, it's kind of changed each year.
Yeah.
And so he, even this year, I think, I forget who was talking with him. It might have been an NFL Network thing where it was like he didn't want to put even like a win total on it.
Nope.
Like, so that's how far it is fallen. And it's one thing to, before the year begins, say, yeah, they might be 1-6. They might be 2-5. And you're like, yeah, that'd be tough. But then when you're living it,
it's
a week in between each game, and you just lost. You got blown out by the Niners. You got blown out by the Jets. You have the ugliest game maybe football fans have ever seen against the Dolphins. You blow a 10-point lead to the Jaguars. Like, that's so much different than me just telling you what the record is.
Right.
Like, other bad teams around the league that we're not watching.
You have to live it in real time.
Yes, it's way different, right? Like, you're like, oh, the Titans suck, but I'm not watching the Titans every week.
No.
So, like, I don't really know just how bad it is. But when you're in it every single week and really no end in sight, much different.
They're a joke.
Yeah.
They're inept. And no one expected this level of ineptitude. No one expected them to look this bad.
Right.
And have this many distractions off the field. Mayo to look so over his head. Like, no one expected that. No one. And so it's worse. And so here's the calculus for me, Keith. Again, and I've said this a bunch. When the bullseye turns to Kraft and he has to play the game now where, yeah, he looks like a clown for handpicking Jerod Mayo 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, shoving Bill out the door, which I was okay with, putting Mayo in his place, not even bothering to interview anyone else.
So that's insane to me.
And comparing it to picking a wife.
Right.
Like, does he look like a clown for that? Sure. But, is it a popular PR move to fire Jerod Mayo? And does he look at it and say, all right, this is where I can get some people back on my side? Like,
do you think he has it in him to go full, I was wrong, and now we're going to do the process completely different than how I did it before?
I mean, you would have to do some interviews. You can't just, like,
no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unless, like the joke is, like, you sneaky had another guy in waiting. Like, you've been grooming, like, somebody else to be the coach.
T.C. McCurdy.
You're like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
I just think that is going to be, you know, at some point, Robert Kraft is probably going to have a press conference where he either sticks by Mayo, and you're like, all right, what is that? Or he says he got it wrong and now has to hire somebody else, and then everybody's going to start questioning every gut decision he's ever made.
Right. But I think that's the lesser of two evils, in all honesty. And let me give you an example.
It's the quicker way to move on, probably, but I just don't see it happening.
Okay. Yeah. Let me give you an example, though. Mike Vrabel's out there and available. Now, look, that would probably be another sham hiring process, and maybe they do interviews for show, but we'd all look at it like Vrabel was the guy. Supposedly they wanted Vrabel last year when he was in the owner's box and he was sitting there sidling up to Robert Kraft.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would Vrabel take it?
Okay, let's say he would.
Okay.
Let's say Vrabel would. I don't know if he would either.
So I just think, real quick, sorry to interrupt, but if you are looking at the Patriots and they fire Mayo, so they fired Bill Belichick.
Yep.
They gave 1 year to Jerod Mayo, and now they're like, we want you to have the job, we want you to have it forever. Uh-huh. I'd be like, you just fired those two guys? Like, the best coach ever, and then, like, you're one of your best friends, you fired both of those guys? Like, what chance do I have?
Yeah, I mean, again, does Vrabel have a lot of options?
No.
We thought Vrabel was going to have options last year, and he didn't.
Maybe
I thought he was going to be a red-hot coaching candidate. He didn't have any options. He's like an assistant on the Browns.
But maybe part of him is like, you didn't even give me a sniff? Remember there was that joke that they were like, maybe they would, and maybe they were talking about it? Remember when he brought him back for the Hall of Fame thing?
I get it. So look, we were just talking about this. So if Vrabel doesn't want the job, then that's another story. But just from a PR standpoint.
Yeah.
You fire Mayo and replace him with Mike Vrabel.
I think that'd be a win.
That's a PR win.
That's a win.
And so I think Kraft might look at it at some point and go, I need wins. And if I take an L on my gut and I look like a clown for putting Mayo in place and Bill and all his cronies, you know, Matt Patricia with the potato chips all over his chest. Like, they're going to mock them and have a field day with it, but it'll be popular with your fan base. Kraft may reach a point where he goes, I need wins.
And people do
and this
move
is a
on.
Win.
People do move on quick.
Yeah.
Like, that is one thing. There's always something else around the league, around sports, just in the news where you could be like, yeah, I made a mistake, but I corrected that mistake.
Right.
Like, I would rather you change course. Right? Like John Henry, all of a sudden, if he had a complete change of heart on how he wanted to go about it, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know what the hell these last 5 years were about, but if you're signing Juan Soto now, then like, okay, I'll take it.
Well, let me give you a Celtics analogy. You made this earlier in the show, and it's a good one. Like, Brad Stevens got on the job for 2 seconds, and he's like, Kemba, you're done. And it's like, okay, like we made a mistake. We're moving on. Let's do this.
Oh,
right?
He didn't even set up his office yet, and he traded Kemba Walker. He's like, so I want like, nothing to do with him.
We made a mistake. We're bringing back Al Horford, which at the time I thought you were just taking on a contract. Turns out he had a ton left in the tank.
Yep.
And so you admit a mistake. And I guess maybe that was easier for Brad because
it wasn't his
signing.
No, this is like really personal.
Yeah.
That's why if I had to bet right now, is Mayo back next year, I would still bet yes.
Okay, but what was your percentage he would survive the year in the offseason?
100%? 110.
What is it now?
75.
Yeah, so it's dropped.
It's lower.
It's dropped.
Yeah.
And so,
and I think like Florio's point, one thing you also couldn't expect is, all right, they're 1-6. Okay, maybe he did expect that. But him coming on there and be like, we got a soft team.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, they're playing soft. It's like, wow. On the one hand, it's refreshing that you have a person talking, but like, does he even believe it, or does he have to be told? So he gives you his initial thoughts, then he has a meeting, and he realizes like, oh, that's not playing well.
No.
I got to now change it. Yeah. So now I don't really feel that way. And it's like, dude, what a mess.
Yeah,
everybody's head is spinning.
We're
right
gonna
now.
Burn cash. He's gonna walk that back.
We're bringing in talent 1,000%. So have a lot of cap space.
Love it.
And cash. Ready to burn some cash.
Yeah, ready to burn some cash.
That was from the same interview with the Greg Hill Show where he said the four wins and burn some cash.
He had to walk back right away that they were he basically gave away they were drafting a quarterback. He had to walk that back. He had to walk back, burn some cash. He's going to have to walk back winning more than four games.
Yeah.
He had to walk back how soft they are. He bungled the whole quarterback announcement early. Remember all that? Where he's like, well, we're going to talk to the team first, and they're going to find out. They all found out on social media.
Ew.
Like, everything is a mess. Everything. You know, for all
our pets' heads are falling off.
Seriously. Yeah. For all the talk of Optum, Keith, do they teach PR there? Like, I imagine they teach PR there.
Mm.
For all the talk of,
did he not
like,
take the course?
Maybe
he didn't take the online 30-minute course. You gotta watch those videos, Gerard.
Were you there that day? Because for all the talk about Optum and living in the corporate world, did they teach PR there? Because it doesn't feel that way.
A guy who worked in the corporate world, and he also did a media job.
Oh, God.
How could he be so bad at both?
Yeah, maybe we gotta go back and dissect how well he did in the media.
Because it doesn't seem like he's doing a lot coaching-wise.
No.
So you would think he would be like the
very
perfect
little,
kind of
shockingly
voice for
little,
it.
Yeah.
No, but like, wouldn't if all like the run, like all the things, and it's low on the list of responsibilities.
Yep.
Bill Belichick snorted into the mic for 20 years and was the best coach there was. So I'm not saying you have to be good at that, but that's one thing that you thought he would be good at.
Uh huh.
And
he's the worst at it.
He's so bad at it because he's not he keeps changing his tune.
Well, this is one that I feel a little bit more when people are like, oh, you shoved Bill out the door. And now you want to shove his replacement out the door. It's like, well, I never wanted the replacement.
Nobody wanted Mayo. Both things can be true.
Okay.
You can want Belichick gone, and you can not want Mayo now.
Those
can both be true.
Here's one I feel a little bit more, and I think is more fair.
Okay.
Bill said nothing for years. You guys were mad about it. Now Mayo says too much, and you're mad about that. Like,
no, so
I do think there should be a happy medium in between Bill saying nothing and Mayo saying too much and then having to correct it. But
yeah.
I think that's a more fair criticism.
I understand that criticism, but I'm not telling Mayo to shut up. I'm just saying, like, what is it? How do you feel?
Right.
Don't feel one way on Sunday and then differently on Monday.
Once you say it, stick with it.
Yeah, like, I'm happy. Like, I think it's better. I prefer it. I think, because I look at it's also an entertainment product. Like, things don't have to be so secretive. It's not that big of a deal. And so if you say that a guy is injured versus, like, we'll have to look at the tape, like, what's the huge difference there?
Right.
Give us a little intel. We're very invested in this team. But if you're going to have these pretty bold statements that the team is soft, then the next time you speak, you're like, no, playing soft. That's why you're like, all right, maybe I get why Bill did it, because he never had to correct himself because he never said anything to begin with. Well, Mayo now, like, he's making it more difficult on himself.
What was your analogy with arguing with your wife again?
Oh, it's like, you said I was a psycho. I didn't say you're a psycho. I said you're acting like a psycho.
Or you could choose some other words as well if you wanted to.
There's a lot you could fill in there.
So Mike Florio thinks Gerard Mayo could talk his way right out of a job.
Well, the other crazy part, like
Greg Bedard thinks he's not a short of a second year. That's what we're not even midway through. We're not even midway through the year.
That was going to be my point.
There's 10 more games.
7 games, and this is what it looks like. And I think the Jacksonville game kind of magnified things a little bit.
Yep.
Not just because it was in London. That's not important to me. I think it's important to Kraft, but because that team stunk. That team was about to fire their coach. That team was thinking about benching their quarterback.
Yep.
He has his best game against them. It gives Doug Peterson life, at least for a couple more weeks. I mean, he might still not survive the year, but they beat the Patriots. They beat them pretty soundly, especially after the Patriots got out to that good start. So now you're looking at a team that has already fired their coach with the Jets coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tennessee, who stinks. They're trading away wide receivers. If you lose those, like, that's a 1-8. And it's two other teams that aren't great.
Yeah.
Like, two teams with losing records that you're playing.
And I would wager on in the meantime, beyond just what's happening on the field, I would wager on in the meantime, Mayo says something else where he has to put his foot in his mouth.
Talks today.
It might happen in like 2 minutes, Keith. He's about to hit the podium. I'm sure he's going to be asked about Bill Belichick and all these things.
We'll be all over it.
And we'll be reacting to it. So like he might have to correct himself today. And they'll probably have another off-field incident. Okay. I'd wager on them having another off-field incident Mayo having to correct himself at least a couple of times based on the way this year is going.
Yeah.
I think that's an easy bet.
Well, hopefully nobody asks them about the food in London because then people are going to get really upset.
That's cringe-inducing, Keith. That's dumb is what that is.
Yeah, I can go
to the next says the aggregator at Nessun and the guy who got kicked off the challenge.
Guy's on the high horse. Yeah, the challenge guy from the clouds.
At least
the other guy somewhere covers the sport.
I love the challenge. Don't make me turn against the challenge, Vinny.
No.
But I will.
But that's the thing.
You come after Keith, I'll turn against the challenge.
There are villains on the challenge, though, Jones. You can't root for everybody.
That's a good point. You know, for every CT, you have bananas or a West.
Correct.
And you got Vinny ripping girls' shirts off. 617-779-7937. Coach is in New Hampshire. Hello, Coach.
Yeah, a little different perspective on the Mayo hiring. If I'm a college coach or an NFL assistant, don't we live in a world where if you put in the work, you should be given an opportunity to advance yourself? Like, the NFL worries about the Rooney Rule and making sure everyone adheres to it. But how about a rule for Robert Kraft where, hey, I'll tell you what, you may own the team, but you got to at least interview 2, 3, 4, 5 candidates. I think it was a sham, and I'm really upset about it.
Yeah, so I don't know if the league should mandate it. Like, I'm okay with them mandating having to interview minority candidates. Like, I'm okay with that as a rule because they weren't getting jobs.
I think for the sake of your franchise, though, you should interview. No. Even if it's sort of like, hey,
agreed.
We want Mayo.
So I agree with this. This is what I was going to say. You don't need a rule for it in this case, but Kraft should have said, look, Gerard, we think you're the guy. We're going to make you interview, and we're going to interview some other candidates. What was the harm in that? Like, what was the harm in interviewing some other candidates along with Mayo?
Especially in this scenario where you had one coach for 20 years, and you decided it was time to move on from him, which I agreed with. But then your replacement is a guy who only played here and only coached here? Like, you're not listening to expand your horizons a little bit. Nothing else, no other outside philosophies at all. We're just like, we know Bill's the problem, and we know Gerard, who has only coached with or played for Bill Belichick. It's not even like he played a season somewhere else or coached all year somewhere else.
No.
They're like, oh, he worked in the corporate world. I'm like, what, with any offensive coordinators?
What did he learn there?
Did he have any defensive coordinators? Like, who do you work with? Like, just business people. Like, all right, great.
Yeah.
So that part, I feel like you're letting yourself down a little bit. Like, you have an opportunity to hear some other voices and some other ideas on how to do things.
Or you can just go to Israel and just listen to whoever's on that trip.
True.
And pick your next coach.
That's
a good plan.
Put it in a contract, too, that you have to hire him.
Correct. So this is not a second guess. I actually feel like most Patriots fans, I don't want to say all, I think most Patriots fans felt that was a silly, foolish process. And we all saw it in real time.
Agreed.
We're like, just open it up and interview outside, you can still hire Mayo if you think he's the best guy at the end of the day.
No, I agree. I think 50% of the fans wanted Belichick to stay, 50% wanted him gone, give or take a percentage or two, and then nobody was thrilled with Mayo. It was either you and I had the thought, many others as well, somebody outside of the tree, find an offensive guy, and then others said Mike Vrabel. I'm like, all right, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Nobody was really clamoring for Gerard Mayo to be the head coach. And now here we are 7 weeks into the season, and you're like, I wonder how they feel about it now.
Again, Bedard says he's not assured a second season.
Oof.
Florio says he could talk his way out of a job.
Oh, boy.
In a related story, he'll be talking soon. We'll see what he has to say here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's a would you rather.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For Wednesday.
Sounds like a spicy interview down there today.
Holy
with Jerron Mayo.
Mackerel.
Yeah.
I would say the spears are getting sharp down there.
Yep.
The sea was angry, my friends.
I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that was Taylor Kyles. Whoever asked that question, great question.
Yeah.
Hey, Gerard, when they show you on the TV broadcast...
What is it you say you do here?
You're kind of not doing anything.
What are you talking about? I flip back and forth with the coordinators on the headset.
Like, we've talked about this.
Seems like really more you're like standing on the sidelines.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Me? Just hanging around.
Like,
yeah.
I, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back, I feel like this is a conversation that's picked up steam, and I feel like we were quite a bit ahead of this.
Yeah, we were obviously ground zero for
he
that.
He doesn't appear to be doing much on these broadcasts. And so,
he knows what he said, too.
What is it that you say you do?
Yes. Not only does he flip back and forth between the coordinators, but he talks to the defense.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I've been talking to the defense.
I talk players. Yeah. Oh, you're saying not the offense.
No. Yeah. Yeah. He's not talking to the offense at all. So he is talking to the defense, but
he also said separately, and he kind of threw the coordinators under the bus a little bit there. In a separate answer, he was asked if he'll take more ownership of the defense. And he said, DeMarcus is our defensive coordinator. Ultimately, it falls on me. Now, I've noticed this tactic, and I give Curran credit for calling this out. But Curran wrote this the other day. He says, coaches are pointing fingers at the players. Players are pointing fingers at teammates. It's dysfunctional. It's disorganized. And the it starts with me qualifier being frequently tacked on at the end of these criticisms doesn't feel wholly sincere.
Yeah.
Right? He says it, but like it doesn't.
Starts with me.
It
it's
doesn't
like
feel sincere.
What?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Where does that really
go?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the defensive coordinator, but it starts with me. Yeah.
All right. And I've been saying to you guys, we're good as a what? We're good as a what? Unit as a unit.
That sounds
are
like
you
a,
though?
Sounds like a guy who can get a lot of buy-in there.
I don't imagine.
I agree. He's tacking on that qualifier, but it does not feel sincere. True.
It's. I will say this with Jerron Mayo. I will say this. It starts with me. It starts with me. And it's like, but the defense is getting worse.
Oh yeah,
is also a part of it. So even though you're getting like a little bit of a spark from the offense, right? Like if anything. You know, as much as you know, we've had issues with Alex Van Pelt, he's got to be at least slightly trending up. Right? It started really low, admittedly.
Nor-
but he's at least trending up, whereas like Mayo and Covington are trending down.
Oh, big time.
They could stop the run the first 2 weeks, but since then, it has just been, you know, running backs doing whatever they want.
So a few other items on that. Keith, he, I guess, didn't offer specifics on how they were going to stop playing soft, just said their focus is on the Jets and working hard today.
At least he didn't say get hard. He would have been like, all right, bud.
Okay, dude.
Yeah,
guy got friends over at Northeast Men's Health that can, you know,
no problem.
Aid. He was also non-specific in addressing any answers about Bill Belichick. Just said, my main focus is on the guys inside this building.
There you go. So he gives a Bill Belichick answer about a Bill Belichick question. Yeah, he's getting a little...
He also said Jalen Polk is in concussion protocol.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Polk's in concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Did we miss that?
He got lit up on one of the passes.
Was it the field?
Head bounced off. He played two more quarters.
But he kept playing, though, right?
Was it when he tripped over his 2 feet and fell flat on the ground? Did he bunk his head up
there? It
was
actually before that.
That could explain that.
It could.
Maybe.
Or also his, you know, general level of suckiness. But maybe. I don't want to mock a head injury, but he's in the concussion protocol is another detail.
So maybe he'll be out this week then. You know, and again, you're not rooting for any injuries, but like it just, he probably shouldn't play for a week or two, regardless. And then let some other guys get an opportunity.
It's a good time for a week off. That's a horrible way to get it.
Right.
But it's a good time for a week off. So we'll get to more Jerod Mayo coming up. Those are some of the highlights as they trickle out.
Wow.
With his Q&A today. I'm sure I'll have to walk something back later on in the week if, you know, history is any lesson here. But it's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. What do we have for Would You Rathers today, Billy Lanning?
Billy!
What's going on?
Would You Rather Wednesday.
All right, first one, would you rather be the Patriots or the Jets?
So the Jets they have an interim head coach. So they for sure have a new coach next year. They might need a new quarterback.
I'd rather be the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Drake May and suck than be the
Garrett
Jets.
Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner.
They're a dysfunctional. But what are those guys without a quarterback, Keith? Now, you can say they have pieces. They got to find the QB and plug them in. Do you trust that organization to do
that? I don't either.
It's
something about the uniform. It's like, they won't figure it out.
Right.
Now, the Patriots, though, post-Brady, how confident are you that they're not just the Jets?
Not very, but I've seen two games out of Drake May.
I'm
not very confident that they are any different than the Jets, but I have two games to go on where May has looked pretty good. I'd rather be the Patriots. Look.
Let me throw a what if out your would you rather.
Okay.
What if the Jets hire Mike Vrabel and the Pats trot back Mayo?
And they still don't have a quarterback?
Yeah, probably not.
May.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the Patriots. Like, look, the Jets aren't some good team. They're a two-win dumpster fire themselves.
They are horrible.
They're a mess. Yeah. Like, they're going to beat the Patriots on Sunday.
They got Devontae Adams.
They're a shockingly heavy favorite again.
Well, it's not shocking, Jones. We were just talking about how the Jaguars were 6-point favorites and they covered that easily.
I know, but here's what I mean. I think the number spiked a lot based on Sunday.
It's
but
seven.
I think it moved a lot. Going into the week, it was like a field goal. And based just on the performances on Sunday, where the Jets also looked terrible, it's now up over a touchdown in Foxborough. So,
seven!
That's the number, seven.
Let's not pretend the Jets are good is all I'm saying. And both teams are a mess. I'll take the messy team with a quarterback over the team that doesn't have one.
I know. I was just trying to – I just think the Jets are also worse, way worse than I thought they were going to be through seven games. And Robert Saleh I thought was part of the problem, but it's still a who knows what they're going to do to replace him. I mean, who did they – was it – Adam Gase or whoever they fired, and they replaced him with Saleh. So, like, I don't really trust the process there.
I think that's right.
Those are two horrible hires back-to-back.
Real bad.
So they'll probably screw this next one up. Plus, they're going to be QB fishing, and I don't think this is the draft to be doing that in necessarily. So, I'm with you. Only because of Drake May, I'd rather be the
Patriots.
That's
it. I mean, it's the only reason to pick the Patriots. What else we got, Billy?
Would you rather have Jalen Brown or Jalen Brunson?
I'm going to answer it this way. You might count it cheap. If I'm starting a team, expansion team, I'd rather have Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
But if I was just swapping them on this Celtics team, I'd rather have Jalen Brown.
I would also rather have Jalen Brown on the Celtics.
On this team. I wouldn't trade the two. But like if you were just creating a team from scratch.
So I think your answer is Brunson.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, then it would be Brunson.
I think. So specific to the Celtics, we would both take Jalen Brown because he's a better fit. Like, how would Tatum and Brunson fit? And is Brunson a complimenter? Although, look, Brunson went to a Western Conference final as a complimentary piece to Luka. So maybe he would buy into that better.
He's really good.
He is really good. I would rather have Jalen Brunson. I agree with you in a vacuum.
And it sounds like another shot at Brown, and it isn't. Like, we were going over, like,
the top
100 players.
Yeah.
He's, like, probably 12th, and Brown came in, like, 14. So, they are close.
It comes down to a fit. Who says no? The Celtics go, we want Jalen Brunson. We'll give you Jalen Brown. Who says no? The Knicks?
Do they both say no? I think they're like, Jalen Brunson kind of runs our operation. So if we trade him, who's running the show? Because Brown, Towns, and Bridges probably wouldn't be the best.
I completely agree with you.
I think they fit nice.
On the Celtics, I want Brown better, but why wouldn't you want the better player?
Well, because you're already such a good team. I think we learned with the Celtics.
We're saying no to the better player here.
Well, who's a better player, Kyrie Irving or Drew Holiday?
I mean, It might be Holiday, but I understand your point.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, all right, yeah. Either way, like I think there are times where, especially this team, has had a variety of different pieces.
They've had talent before, and the talent didn't mesh.
And they have enough talent where you're like, you probably want the guys that work well together.
Why would you mess with it if you're the Celtics?
But that's why you wouldn't.
But Jalen Brunson's a better player.
Yeah.
I'll say it to you like that. Yeah. Jalen Brunson is a better player.
Would you rather play on a pro sports team with your dad or with your son?
So the Bronny James experience took place last night. We'll talk about more about this in Grab Bag.
Would I rather be LeBron or Bronny in this scenario?
Well, no. But I mean, obviously, you'd rather be LeBron than Bronny. But I'm saying, like, that experience. So would I rather be
young Ken Griffey Sr. or Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah. Right. So it's like, hey, I'm a rookie in the league, but my dad's on the team. Or it's like, oh, I'm late in my career, now my son's on the team.
I'd way rather the second thing.
Be the dad with the son.
I would rather be the father and have my son on the team.
Yes.
The Ken Griffey Jr.
I wouldn't want to play.
The Ken Griffey Sr., the LeBron. Than be on a team with my dad?
Agreed.
I wouldn't want that.
I want to do the critiquing, not get critiqued.
Thank you.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think that's... And just like when you're on the road and like that whole weird thing.
Yeah.
And like now I'm like, what about mom? You know, like...
What about my mother?
Yeah, what about mom?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, don't worry about her.
Don't worry about her.
Yeah, what happens in Dallas stays in Dallas.
Post-game showers are awkward either way.
Oh, horrible. This is a I didn't even think of that.
Right.
Yeah. Shower up, guys. Yeah. I'll wait.
You see the video?
I'll wait. Go ahead, Dad.
You see the video? Bronny and LeBron. You see that thing yesterday where LeBron poured the Fruit Loops in his car and he's like, hey, Rook.
Yeah, no. Fruity Pebbles.
Late. Oh, is that what it was? I'm sorry.
And you know what I would have done?
What's that?
To prove a point, if I was Bronny, eating them all. I would have eaten every single one of those Fruity Pebbles.
That's a lot.
Be like, that's on you.
That's a lot of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh,
not smart with a hot issue.
Yeah. No. You might. That's true. But like LeBron's, he thinks he's funny.
Yeah,
I would go. Yeah, you fill my car with Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here and eat them all.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You want me to do that, Dad?
I'm gonna rainbow puke all over
you
your car.
You want me to eat 5,000 times my sugar intake? That I'm supposed to. Yeah, I'll do that.
It's on you, Dad.
There you go.
Yeah,
real funny.
Yeah, somebody should have called Child Services.
Or he's
I was thinking,
I'll just buy a new car. If you're Bronny at that point, I'll just get a new one.
Yeah,
Andy, the rookie,
I still have
so
your
you
credit
have to
card
clean it anyway.
Yeah, no.
Like you can't tell a rookie to clean my car. Yeah. You're the rookie.
That's true. I would way rather be
the dad.
Yes.
And you're like how proud you are of your son.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're on the same team. But the other way, I think it's more weird.
Yeah. Plus, you have a whole career after. Like Bronny Slaw's, I don't know how long it's going
to
be.
No, he doesn't.
But he has a whole career after that.
He doesn't.
Where now this is just you.
You think a team's going to keep him when his dad's gone?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I mean, he can play overseas, I'm sure. Like, he's good. Like, he's better than like most players, but he's not like an NBA player.
It would be like
right now.
Playing Jordan Walsh in the second quarter of a game on the Celtics.
If Jordan Walsh's dad was on the team, then maybe.
Like, yeah, you're like, why would you do that?
No, you wouldn't.
Right, exactly. I think we agree on that one as well. What's the last one there, Bob?
All right, would you rather go to a haunted house / haunted hayride or watch a horror movie?
For me, it's a no-brainer. Horror movie every day. I could watch a horror movie every day. You get out in the wild, you get on some of these hayrides, I don't know. I don't care for it. I don't need people screaming in my face. I don't like all the constant jump scares.
Like you said, it's usually like some high schooler
kids
too, like
in a mask, screaming in
too
your face.
Into it.
No, for me, it's the movie. What about you?
I would rather. I'm not a big horror movie guy, but I would rather sit there, drink a beer, eat some snacks on my couch.
Yeah.
Although now my house might be a little scary.
Yeah.
Like at least I can go back to the safety of my house when I'm in a haunted house.
Right.
Now I'm a little creeped out by what's going on in my house. I'm sitting there watching a movie, but I would rather that.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to leave your house.
Snacks.
Snacks are great.
The old Keith popcorn trick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hole is already there.
Pants optional.
Yeah. You don't need to wear pants.
Yeah, right.
These haunted hayrides, though, they make you wear pants.
Not trying to leave my house for those things.
What about you guys?
A blanket over your head. So.
Are you guys a hayride or a horror movie?
A horror movie all day.
Yeah. Bill?
I enjoy a good haunted house, but I think I'm going with the movie.
Yeah.
Just because you're in the comfort of home.
Yeah. Correct. Somebody's pulling a chainsaw in my face, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, are you sure the chain's off of that?
Yeah, I'm like,
you know what you're doing?
You're 14. Do you know what you're doing with that thing? He's like, come on.
I don't
please.
Trust it.
Yeah, me
that
either.
That prop looks too real. Put it down.
Okay. So we all agree on that. I'm really not trying to leave my house for most things is what I'm really
exactly.
trying to do.
You can bring Halloween right to your own house.
Can I zoom into this haunted house? Thanks.
Yeah, just a little quick zoom.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
A walkthrough. You can probably YouTube a couple walkthroughs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keith. You can weigh in there. Text line, phone line, 37937. You can dial us up, 617-779-37937. We'll continue here with all your feedback here coming up. I do want to get to Jerod Mayo and what he had to say in his press conference. We'll circle back and get a little bit more. Testy with some of the questions about Bill Belichick.
Boy.
After Bill tried to undermine him this week. That's next. Jerod Mayo speaking earlier this hour. You're listening to Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Get to your phone calls here, 617-779-7937. That was him being asked about the Patriots being a soft team. His words, his comments. And he already had to or attempted to correct that on Monday. No, we're playing soft. We're not a soft team.
Yeah.
And now he's trying the old Bill tactic of we're on to the Jets, trying to move the goalpost.
We got good juice. Everybody's feeling good about it.
And it like,
so, yeah, they like being called soft publicly. They like that.
This was a legit.
The guys like that.
This is a legit unforced error by him. Like, you're cleaning up a mess that you made the second you hit the podium on Sunday after the game.
Yeah.
And you're still Wednesday. You're still dealing with the fallout.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just got to get better. And it's one of those things where, like, how many weeks can you hear that? You know, how many weeks can, what we did wasn't good enough? We got, like, the results aren't there. Like, the alarming thing to me is there's been a lot of bad teams, a lot of great teams, obviously. But since Brady left, most of it has been bad. And they haven't lost six games in a row since 1993. Like, that came out over the weekend. You're like, oh, my God. Like, that is brutal. Because
you would have thought in 2000, maybe.
2000 for sure.
Or you would have thought some one of those other
nine. Bill, even Parcells' first year, maybe it would have happened.
Yeah, they were really bad the year in between playoff appearances with Parcells,
but
in
like
95,
Mac Jones,
I think.
Cam Newton, nobody ever lost six in a row.
No.
And even Cam was closer to 500, so I guess maybe there wouldn't have been. But my point is, if you say to the players or you are at the press conference and you're saying what we did wasn't good enough, it has to get better. If you grab a win, it's like, see, it did get better.
Right.
But then when you don't, and then it's like, so what? Is he going to come in on Monday for the seventh straight week and be like, it's got to be better?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it does.
Probably.
It for sure does need to be better.
And he keeps pointing fingers. The players are soft. The coordinators are in charge of the defense.
We don't coach them soft.
But it does start with me.
Stops with me.
Which
starts with me. Stops
which is both.
Yeah. Starts and stops.
It falls hollow.
It
I just don't.
Does.
There's no specifics. And I don't think he can offer specifics because I don't think he knows what he's doing. And I think that's becoming clearer and clearer as we go
Seems
along.
A bit over his head.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't have any specifics because he doesn't know.
Well,
he doesn't
funny,
know.
We were just talking about how Kraft didn't do the interview process, which we all felt in real time was a mistake. Not learning from other coaches around the league or just getting some other input and maybe being like, wait a minute. We want this guy. Wasn't that the story with the Steelers? They went into it not expecting to hire Mike Tomlin, and then they're like, holy crap.
Yeah,
like, we're going to go with Mike. And now they've had him for 30 years.
That
but,
can cut both ways. You can fall in love with somebody who interviews well.
Yeah.
But maybe if you asked Mayo for some specifics in the interview.
That was good. Or did Mayo interview?
Well, no, he didn't.
Of course not, right? Exactly.
So, like,
so it's like,
if you had an interview with him and you asked him some specifics, maybe you'd be like, wait a minute.
What's your offensive plan?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, who's going to be your coordinator?
He was
who's
pretty good at grouping people together on the trip to Israel.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
What does that mean on the football field? Maybe ask him some specifics in an interview, but oh, wait, you didn't even bother to interview him.
And just because you were a good player, like that clearly doesn't mean anything.
It
doesn't mean anything at this point.
He was asked about Bill Belichick's comments as well. We read you some of these earlier, but let's.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it. You think this is Giardi who asked the question, Nick?
Right.
Mike Giardi asking the question.
Disappointed at all. Bill has been vocal and has taken, feels like, some shots in this process.
Look, like I said, my main focus is the guys inside of this building, not only the players, but also the coaches and the rest of the staff. And look, as soon as we, you know, turn this thing around, then we'll be okay. It comes down to wins and losses. Like, that's what it comes down to. And that's what you're ultimately judged by.
Okay.
So, it probably would have been a mistake, but what would you have thought if Mayo said, it's funny, he didn't say anything after week one. Would that have been, I think we probably would have ripped him for it.
I thought you were going to say something different. I would rip him for that.
I think so.
But
you
if
can't
he
do that.
Said, well, Bill coached a 4-win team last year, if he took like some shot at Bill like that,
yeah,
I would give him credit for that.
I wonder.
Being like, where were you after week one? I mean, you were getting Gatorade dumped on you, Gerard. Like,
oh,
that's kind of a joke.
I know.
So like, I wouldn't harp on week one all that much, but if he wanted to be like, I don't know. I mean, Bill had all these guys last year, and they were a 4-win team. If he went back,
yeah. What
at
if he
Bill,
did that? I mean, he went high road here.
I would have applauded him for that. I would have applauded him.
I wonder if it gets to that point.
No,
probably not. Mayo's not doing it. Well, six straight losses.
Because like,
what
I
happens after seven?
Let me ask.
What happens
you,
after eight?
I would applaud that, but
most
know,
people wouldn't.
Well,
no.
How would it play in his locker room?
It'd come across really bad.
Yeah.
And also, he is now taking the tact with like the only thing that matters is inside the locker room. So you can't then make it known that you were aware of what he even said week one or anything. Like, you have to, he's very well aware of what he said, but he just has to sort of choose to ignore that, I guess. And that's the other part where it's like, when you can't just be completely honest, then you end up contradicting yourself all the time because you're like, wait, is this my answer? Did I already give this answer? Is this how I really feel? Or is this what
I was
the front office would
like,
want me to say?
Yeah,
that kind of thing. And then you get kind of stuck.
So, another, and look, this wasn't, at least I haven't heard the full thing. I'll go through the transcript later. Maybe there's other clips we can pull out. I mean, this didn't seem like anything he's going to have to walk back, but who knows?
No.
Maybe there were other details where he's got to correct himself on Friday.
Yeah.
The man leads the league, as we like to say, in corrections.
Well, maybe when they're like, hey, you said you talked to the defense during the game. He'll be like, no, I'm the offense.
Maybe. That's a good one,
that
actually.
Might be the one.
That is true.
Yep.
And so Bedard thinks he's not assured of a second season. Florio thinks he could talk his way out of a job.
Man.
Ultimately, you're going to be judged by wins and losses. He just said it there. You're 1-6. You've lost six games in a row. You know your locker room is listening to Bill Belichick, and probably not you. You know that Bill Belichick's probably more popular in your locker room right now than Mayo was.
He definitely is after his little like,
let me tell you,
nonsense.
I don't think Bill was super popular last year.
No.
But I think he's more popular than Mayo, so just hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you have to wonder at what point does Robert Kraft say, it's time to move on.
I don't think it's going to be this year, but I completely understand why it's being asked. And let 10 more games to go this year, he could possibly dig himself out of it, or it just continues to get much worse.
So enough about these losers,
Keith. Yeah, let's talk about somebody who's winning.
Let's get back to Banner Night last night at TD Garden, an actual fun, exciting, talented team to discuss. The Boston Celtics. Is anyone beating this team? And is that the Jason Tatum we're getting all year long? Let's get to it next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.